The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
As we get closer and closer to Election Day, we still have more candidates to talk to for public office in the local area, including the Port Huron Area School District Board of Education. Joining us right now from the Board of Ed is Brian Winters. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How long have you been on the board now?
I'm finishing my sixth year.
And what's the experience been like for you? I mean, obviously, a whole career in education, prior to that. But what's the experience been sitting on the board?
I've really enjoyed it. My passion is working with children and listening, communicating to my constituents, students, staff, and parents. Of course, the last several months, since March on, with COVID, that certainly put a wrinkle in things.
It has indeed, and I want to talk a little bit about that because a lot of focus was put on the back-to-school plan, over the summer and leading up to the start of the school year. Take us inside that decision-making process a little bit, if you will, and why you opted for the hybrid model.
Sure. Well, at the very beginning when this all came about, Paul, in the spring, the district made a promise to parents in May that we would offer the 100% virtual program, online 100% to anyone who wanted it. So that got the ball rolling. And as time went on, the board asked the administration to do a survey. And we found that about 60.2% of the teachers, 391 of the teachers, and 70.4% of the parents, that's about 2,900 parents, wanted some sort of face-to-face learning. So that's when we started to put the wheels in motion to look at the hybrid plan. We didn't think the traditional plan, people coming back, students coming back 100% of the time, was the community would not be ready for that. So we went ahead and looked at the hybrid plan. And as we started to look at that, we found out that there were a lot of moving parts to it. So we think we came up with the right decision. It was a split vote on the board. Four of us voted for a choice for the parents, either the hybrid or the virtual. And three of the board members wanted 100% virtual. So when all was said and done, about 1,680 students enrolled for the virtual and about 5,660 enrolled for the hybrid.
And Brian, how do you think it's going thus far?
It's been a struggle, Paul. I think things, we just did a survey with parents, asking the parents about the amount of work, the work level, and about, 48.9% of the parents surveyed said that the work level was about right for their children. It's been a tremendous workload for the teachers. So, the feedback that I've been getting, which has been a lot, I've been getting a lot of emails and calls, and I try to respond to each one of them. But teachers have been working tirelessly, some of them 7 days a week, 10 hours a day. So our administration has done a great job. Tracy Eschenberg, Executive Director of Employee and Student Services. She had to do the whole staffing component, which was immense. Mrs. Catherine Wollman, our Executive Director of Instructional Services, she did the platform for the Schoology program, which was part of the hybrid, and the Ingenuity, which is 100% virtual. And Katie Murray, the PHEA president, has been working hard to provide leadership. So, and the parents and the grandparents, in the words of Hillary Rodham, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to teach hybrid and virtual. So,
oh, indeed.
We're doing well, but it continues to be a lot of work.
One of the criticisms of the Ingenuity portion of this is that for those that are learning virtually, they're not learning from Port Huron Area School District teachers. Were you aware of that, and do you share those concerns?
I do, Paul. I'm not at the beginning, and I share the concerns. That has been a recurring theme with people I've been receiving communications from. And we did not know that at the beginning. When this started to roll out, there were a number of questions that were not really revealed until time went on. And the other question was the cost of the program as well. So fortunately, we've been able to, with Tracy Eschenberg's help and creativity, we have been able to slot in a number of Port Huron teachers, match up those teachers who, for whatever reason, did not want to or were not able to come back to face-to-face instruction. They had to have a doctor's note, and we've been able to slot them into the Edgenuity, the virtual. So we've been able to do some creative things to resolve that.
What do you think the relationship is right now between the the teachers and the administration, and is there room for improvement there? And what, if any, role can the board play in that?
Yeah, there's always room for improvement. I think one of the things that I've been pushing for since I've been on the board is a climate of mutual respect. And we're not quite there yet, Paul. It takes time. You know, my watch phrase is truth, trust, and transparency. If you tell the truth all the time, then you won't need to remember what you said. That we have a ways to go in that. I think we are working toward that. We have, an acting superintendent, Mr. Theo Kerhulis, who's been very involved with the PHEA, establishing positive relations with the teachers' union. He's been out and about in the buildings talking to students and staff and parents and staff. And I think what Theo's been doing on this whole thing, Paul, has been he's brought the calm. He brings the calm to the situation, and that's been very helpful.
Why do you want another term on the school board, and why should voters vote for Brian Winters to serve?
Well, you know, it's been a privilege to serve the students. I'm a grandparent. I have three grandchildren in the district. Lived in the community my entire life, went to school here, 46 years in education, K-12, post-secondary. I taught at the community college for 22 years on an adjunct basis. I have two master's degrees. I've worked with dozens of school boards over the years and probably seven different superintendents in four different school districts. So, you know, Paul, I know what a functional board looks like. I've worked in education my whole life. I'm passionate about kids. I'm an advocate for those who work effectively with them. And, you know, it's an elected position I take very seriously. I've been and putting in a lot of hours and dedicating my time. And I'm with the makeup of the board, I think it's important to have an education voice. And we have Tim McCulloch, who's our president. He's a budgeting and accounting guy. Lori Olford, our vice president, school social worker, got a big knowledge of education. Denise Brooks, executive director of the Y, got business savvy embedded in the community. Haley Alderman is not running. She's a big brain. She works for the Democratic Party, but there'll be a void there. So we do need to continue that and have an education voice on the board, and I think I can bring that to serve.
Brian, good luck on Election Day. We really appreciate you giving us some time this morning.
Thanks, Paul. It's always nice to talk with you.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.